Welcome to Chapter by Chapter, a feature intended to inspire you to read a chapter of your Bible every day. Here's Sandy Adams, pastor of Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain, with a synopsis of today's chapter.
The church in Corinth possessed spiritual gifts, but they were ignorant as to their proper use. Just having a spiritual gift doesn't mean I know how and when to use it. Paul never discourages the use of supernatural gifts, but he does give instructions for their orderly implementation. The Corinthians were used to serving mute idols. Now they were excited about praying to a God who talked back. No wonder they became preoccupied with the vocal gifts. Yet in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul gives them a whole list of supernatural gifts, gifts of understanding and unction and utterance. Spiritual gifts are not natural talents or acquired skills. They're supernatural enablings. They're given at the Spirit's discretion. He dispenses the gifts as he sees fit, but he wants to hand one to each of us. Spiritual gifts are given to the individual, not for his own benefit, but so he can minister to the church. Each Christian has certain gifts that the rest of the church needs. Some of us are visible members, others are behind the scenes, but we all need each other. Until we realize our interdependence, we will hinder our effectiveness. Too many churches function with little coordination. People fight to do the same job rather than working together. No wonder the church is so weak. We need to be open to spiritual gifts and find our place in the body of Christ.
Our desire is to see you reading God's Word. Each day at this time, Sandy will summarize a succeeding chapter in the Bible. If you would like a tape containing Pastor Sandy's complete study of today's chapter, call us at Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain. The number is 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BYCHAP. Or on the web at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com.